It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
This is 99.5 The Wolf.
KCLX Fort Worth, Dallas.
Wake up with The Wolf each morning and enjoy 10-song Wolf Packs all day long.
99.5 The Wolf.
Texas Country.
99.5 The Wolf.
.5 The Wolf, Brad Paisley. Welcome to the future. He almost brought us to Friday morning, but here we are at 6:08 on a Thursday morning. It's the shower hour with Paul Coffey, Lisa Taylor, Chris Summer. Exciting things happening while you're in the shower this hour.
Exactly. I hope you're not in the shower at 6:35 exactly, because then you're going to miss this way important announcement we have about your girl, Taylor Swift.
Does it involve the concert in March?
It does involve that concert in March. Indeedy-weedy.
Right on. Chris Summer, good morning, sir. Now, you've got something interesting coming up.
Good morning to you, Paul Coffey. Yes, I do. Yes. You know, yesterday in the shower hour, we shared part of the Michael Bublé top 10 list that was on Letterman the other night. It made us all laugh. Hopefully, it made you laugh as well. I found something similar, and I guess the informal name of this segment is This Made Me Laugh. There's something else that I found from television, and Paul and I both just cackling over this. Let me just say, it is worth hanging around for. You'll find out what we mean at 6:20.
Can I just say, I never thought the New York Marathon could make me laugh so hard.
And when Lisa saw it, she's like, that's not real. Oh, it was real.
Yeah. Your North Texas Chevy dealers, Wolf Weather from CW33's Rebecca Miller. Sunny and warm today, a high near 77. 54 now as you wake up with the Wolf.
99.5, your Wolf Texas traffic.
Condition green.
6:10 and the old saying, 5 the Wolf.
I'm a Texan.
So I heard about Healthy Trim.
Wake up with the Wolf.
Wake up with the Wolf, y'all.
Texas Country.
99.5 the Wolf.
.5 The Wolf, I run to you. That's Lady Antebellum. Good morning. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Paul Coffey, Lisa Taylor, Chris Summer. I have to admit, I'm going to raise my hand.
What?
We have confession time quite a bit, and I'm going to confess now that I normally don't care anything at all about the New York Marathon. And it's not something that shows up on my radar whatsoever. And I'm sorry for those of you that are marathon runners.
Is it running in general, or is it just because there's always so much publicity for the New York Marathon?
It's just not something.
Okay.
That, yeah, it's
okay.
Just. Until
right.
Now.
It's all right.
Until now. This is just absolutely amazing.
And this comes from the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. You may have heard early this week the marathon was run back on Sunday, and it was actually won by an American. Take a listen, because this made me laugh.
On behalf of his friend Bill O'Brien.
Let's just go with Brian Larson.
I love that one female anchor that goes, come on.
Have you ever, Chris, in your news wanted to just, or have you just abbreviated M last name or first name Mark, last name letter L, just because it is?
While we're all confessing here, yes, I have. If I know I'm going to butcher it like I would have butchered that name, I'll just say the so-and-so, like where he's from.
Yeah, you do a great job with a lot of the names that come across, but that is just
That's
for people in public speaking when you come across with that. And I remember when I started in radio having to do the obituaries and coming across some of the Czech and German names, it was just like, oh, how am I going to... Yeah.
And the irony of that he's an American. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we're just so we'd like to pass along our condolences to the Brian Larson. Hey, great news about Taylor Swift coming up at 6:35 on 99.5 The Wolf.
6:22 and Chris Summer in the News Center on 99.5 The Wolf.
Wake up!
If you're thinking about our specialists,
I'd rather be a fence post in Texas than the king of Tennessee. 99.5 The Wolf.